This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton.
U.S. President Joe Biden told his Mexican counterpart, Andres Manuel López Obrador, on Monday that Mexico's success was crucial to the hemisphere and that he would view the United States' southern neighbor as an equal. In a virtual summit to discuss immigration, COVID-19, and commercial issues, Biden opened talks by reminding López Obrador of his 4 visits to Mexico as vice president. During the Obama-Biden administration, he continued, quote, "We looked at Mexico as an equal. You are equal." López Obrador thanked Biden for stressing a relationship based on mutual respect and emphasized that the two countries' cultural, historic, and trade ties. He told Biden, quote, "We must keep on cooperating for further development based on independence and autonomy." It was President Biden's 2nd bilateral meeting with a foreign leader since becoming president on January 20th. The first was last week with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The meeting came amid reports of a new surge of undocumented migrants attempting to enter the United States from Mexico and its southern neighbors, as Mr. Biden eases former President Trump's tough anti-immigration regime. In a joint statement after the call, the two sides agreed to work together on economic development efforts in impoverished southern Mexico and Central America, the source of most of the migrants. They also agreed to work together to fight the COVID-19 pandemic, to boost economic cooperation, and to work together on climate change. And you can follow that story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download to your device. You're listening to VOA News. Workers in Washington, D.C. removed the fencing Monday that separated the White House grounds from the street recently named Black Lives Matter Plaza. The security barriers were put up around Lafayette Park and the historic St. John's Episcopal Church during the administration of former President Donald Trump in response to Black Lives Matter protests. They remained in place though President Joe Biden's inauguration and through President Joe Biden's inauguration and his first month in office. Protesters decorated the 78 panels of fencing with signs, crafts, and artwork in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. In January, the decorations were removed and donated to schools and museums. The two-block area north of the park was renamed Black Lives Matter Plaza by Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser in June. That was following the protests of the death of George Floyd, a black man, in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Myanmar democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi appeared in court Monday, her first public appearance since she and other members of Myanmar's civilian government were removed from office and detained by the military on February 1st. A lawyer for the 75-year-old Suu Kyi said she looked well as she appeared via video conference in the capital, Naypyidaw. The lawyer said prosecutors charged her with 2 new crimes during the court session, attempting to incite public unrest and violating a section of the telecommunications law, operating equipment without a license. The United States said China must raise its ambitions on carbon neutrality as the world's 2 largest emitters seek cooperation to reverse what senior officials describe as a critical standalone issue, climate change. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry has spoken to his Chinese counterpart, the State Department confirmed, adding that conversations between the two countries will continue. China is the largest emitter of carbon in the world. Xi Jinhua was recently appointed as Beijing's new special climate envoy. She was China's top negotiator during key climate meetings in Copenhagen and in Paris. Last September, Chinese leader Xi Jinping announced the country would strive to have carbon dioxide emissions peak before 2030 and achieve carbon neutrality before 2060. The U.S. contributes about 15% of the world's emissions. U.S. President Joe Biden has committed to ambitious targets, including achieving a 100% clean energy economy and reaching net zero emissions no later than 2050. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.